Morning, everyone. Just by way of introduction, myself and my wife, we've been involved at Morningstar Bible Camp for the last summer. I was in, spent a year in Texas, and Josh Kaplan, the director of Morningstar, asked Naomi and I to come up for the summer. And then onward from there, continuing in that. And we've been living in Surrey. I went back to work in September for about 6 months, and I'll be headed back up to Morningstar in April. So me being in Surrey, it's a bit closer for me to come to Westview than Josh Kaplan from all the way from West Kelowna. So he asked me if I could come. So that's the purpose of me being here this morning, for that, to give a little presentation on camp. Before I do that, Josh and I were talking about it, and he was kind of thinking, like, you know, we really need to emphasize what's important first. Like, camp is important, like, God's using camp, but God's word and God's people and a message from his word is probably more important. So let's start. So I'd like to start in the word this morning, and then we'll do a presentation on camp, and we'll close with a video and maybe some questions and stuff like that. So just so you know kind of how the morning's going, and you're not like, where is he going with this? So yeah. So let's just pray, and then we'll open God's word. Father, as we open your word this morning, we just pray that you'd open it to us. Would you speak to our hearts? Would we be confident in who you are, that our faith is not misplaced or misguided, but it's perfectly placed in you. Would we allow you to let your peace govern our lives as we live in this world of up and downs. And we look to you on as we go through life. We just pray this in your son's name. Amen. Tim, could you get me that forecast report before 3 a.m.? Yeah, just drop everything. I need you to get me that forecast by 3. Hey, honey, what time are you going to be home? Like, are we going to go on a date tonight? Or hey, did you get the bills paid? Yeah, you got to do that as well. Hey, Tim, are you going to be available on Friday for youth? We really need your help. We'd like to see you there. Do you ever feel like life just kind of seems to sometimes pull you apart in a million different directions? That there's stresses and anxieties that just kind of naturally come through day-to-day activity, right? And it can be overwhelming, right? It can be distracting. It can be a lot to deal with. And in the deepest times of unease or stress or anxiety in our life, where can a person go for just a little bit of peace? Just a little bit of peace. I'd like to share with you one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture this morning is found in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. And we're just going to look at one verse this morning, just Isaiah 26 and verse 3. The context of this verse is extremely important to the whole point of this verse. If you look at Isaiah 25, 26, and 27, what you'll find is that they're kind of a hymnal, as it were, songs of praise for a group of people that will come out of a time in the future, that will come out of experiencing God's wrath poured out on the world. So these are songbooks, Isaiah 25, 26, 27, that you can view them as songbooks of the remnant of Israel coming out of the tribulation. And so if you can think about it, anyone that would maybe say having a bad day in our day and age, like, it's going to be nothing compared to what these people have experienced, right, in life. Right? They had it tough. They're going to have it tough, right? Like, you got to understand this. And so this is where this verse is found in Scripture, right? This arena. In the future, this is what they will be singing. And they'll be saying, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. That word peace there is, my Hebrew is terrible, so netzer is how it's kind of probably pronounced in English, but the idea is that it's protection. I shared this with some of our DTPs this summer. It's this idea of protection and guarding, warding off. If you could picture traveling all the way to England and going to see the royal palace, they've got the guards out front. Well, the guards would be netzering. They'd be protecting. They'd be warding off. They'd be guarding, keeping Buckingham Palace or and the people inside. Right? You keep. God keeps him, the individual. God guards the individual. God wards off things from the individual. Where does God protect us in? What's the area in which he keeps us? It's in this place of perfect peace. It's written in English. If you'd look at the Hebrew scroll, if we had a Torah or like a Hebrew scriptures that we could roll out this morning, you'd see the same word in Hebrew written twice. It's just shalom, shalom. It's not perfect. It's not like the word for perfect in English and then the word for peace, or in Hebrew and then the word for peace. So why did they translate it like this? Well, the idea in Hebrew is that you could think of it like this. I don't know if you've ever hung out with kids before, but they have a really small pool of like adjectives. You ask them about their day. How was it? Oh, it was really, really, really good. And it was very, 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 very fun. It was so, 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 so awesome, right? What are they saying? They're just saying they had a really good day, and they don't really know how to like, it was very fun, and we gently went to the, I don't know. Like, they don't describe it with a lot of words. They just are really intense with the words that they do know, and they use them intensely, right? To convey how much fun their day was, or how awesome their day was. And so that's exactly what's happening here. The depth of the peace, the perfection of the peace, is its intensity. It's why it's repeated twice. The Hebrew is trying to tell us that this is a deep tranquility of the soul. Like, it's deep calmness. It's perfect peace. There's nothing like it. There's no peace like it. In the storms of life, where do we go for just a little bit of peace? It says that God keeps him in perfect peace. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. This word stayed has this idea of leaning. I used to work before I was married, and when I was married, our first couple of years of marriage, I went up north to work, and I'd work really hard for like two weeks at a time. And my dad would usually pick me up at the airport when I'd come back. And we have this thing we do sometimes when we're just happy to see each other. We'll give each other a hug, but usually one of us, well, if it was both of us, it wouldn't work, but one of us, we just kind of hug and then we just kind of fall on the person, right? And so like we just lean on the other person. So if he's really tired, comes home from work, or family get together, he's bagged or I'm bagged, or this airport reunion is me hugging him and then just falling on him. And that's what that word is here. It's lean. You could say you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is leaning on you. So what distracts our mind, what pulls our mind and starts to get it to focus on other things? God is worthy of our leaning, as it were. Of our leaning. You can trust him. You can put all your weight. You know, like when I'm leaning on my dad, all my weight is on him. If he just decides to walk away, let me go, I'm gonna drop, right? And so, as it were, is our whole weight is on God in those moments. He's just saying, just lean on me. and I will keep you. Why? Why is it this able to happen? You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed or leaning on you because he trusts in you, because he trusts in you. The world these days, it offers peace by organization or by governmental system. It offers peace by removing yourself from your problem, maybe by substance or by geography. Just, well, it's too difficult here, I'm just going to go somewhere else. Just abandonment, right? It offers peace by maybe taking a vacation, just escaping from your day-to-day, or going to the spa for like a relaxing moment, like a just momentary peace, as it were. Or maybe through like self-help, like if you do this enough and work hard enough, then you'll have peace. In the Bible, peace is found in a person. Peace is found in a person. And so the reason a person can have peace is because their trust is in you. Their trust is in God. Their trust is in God. The Bible talks about how Jesus is described as the Prince of Peace. One of the first things that I came into realization and enjoyment of when I got saved at 14 was this peace given by God that I had never had before. It was instantaneous. And it was so good. This worry about where my eternal soul will go. And now on the day-to-day when life pulls me this way and it pulls me that way and I've got deadlines and I've got a task list about 100 things long and there's no time in the day to do it and I'm all worried about temporal things. I can look to Jesus and I can look to my God and he can just, it's okay. I can trust him and that peace comes. May the God of all peace keep you as our minds are fixed on him. I'd like to transition into the PowerPoint. I think Sean is going to help me out with this, hopefully. He's been doing his magic back there on his laptop. So, we've been talking about peace this morning, and if I can segue into camp, it would be that we have a message of a peace giver who can give peace to all the world, and we just want to get the message out there. And so, Morningstar Bible Camp is a place where that can happen. Does this work if I click it? Wow. Wow, y'all are fancy. Okay. This is sweet. Okay, so just an overview, kind of some of the slides we're going to go through this morning. I hope to... I've come into the knowledge that Westview has been helping out camp a lot, and Josh has been coming here way before I have, and my presence is very new, but to this whole thing, you guys have probably been more involved in camp than I have ever been. We just like to, in a way, by presence, say thank you, and also update you on what's been happening. You're involved in various facets, in attendance, or in giving, or in prayer, and so we just want to say, hey, like, this is what's going on, this is what's happening, so you're aware, and we can communicate to you what's going on. So, first slide is our mission statement. I'll just read it. In a Christ-centered, wholesome, safe, and fun-filled Christian camping environment, we present the gospel of Jesus Christ to children, teens, and adults. Now, camp exists as it were a ministry of the local church. Okay, and so how that mission statement is accomplished is through the local church's involvement. If the local church doesn't get involved, then that won't go out, because can't preach the gospel just by being there. So it's just a place. And the tether to that, the component, second sub point to that is Camp also exists to encourage Christian growth through Bible teaching and personal example and service. So what that looks like is involvement in camp. So if you're attending camp, essentially, but you're already saved, well, what am I here for, right? So that we camp's mission is to have things also in this light, so to essentially to see growth within the local church as well. And we'll get into how that happens a little bit later. Okay. So how we live it out, how do we accomplish these things? Sorry, I might have been in the way. Just now over here. So we have year-round camps. I'm sure you're all aware, summer camps in summer, and they also do like spring break camps and winter camps. Anytime there's like a break in school, generally camp is running something for kids. So that's how they do that. And then retreats and conferences. I'm sure many of you have been up to conferences. There was the last one there, Digging Deeper. For some of the new men who were there, I saw. And then rentals as well. Camp is open to the idea that if you'd like to use the facility, you're welcome to it. So if that's ever something that you'd like to do, talk to Josh. Oftentimes in the off season, it's just not being used for whatever reason. And so, yeah, there's opportunity there. If Westside ever wanted to do something at camp or whatever, you could talk to Josh. So, promotion and outreach gospel. So camp will help look like, so West Bank Chapel is up there in Kelowna. They'll also help those two chapels and other chapels as well in the promotion of the gospel. As I mean, that also kind of tethers into all those other things. The reason that those camps happen is so that the gospel goes out. How do we live it out? Sorry? Is it? Okay.
2 minutes.
2 minutes? Okay. Yeah. Trying to remember if I know the next slide. Camp staff? Okay. Yeah, we can talk about camp staff. So camp has volunteer staff that are there, some all year round, some like Naomi and I, not all year round. The ones that aren't there all year round, generally like myself, we kind of look at it as tent making. We'd like to be involved in this ministry. So we make tents, as it were, as Paul would do, to kind of sustain ourselves through the summer so that we can, help out at camp. Josh was saying that he's been super thankful to see the Lord bringing people to camp in this past year. And that he, in seeing the Lord leading people there, that he's under the impression that God's working something bigger here. He doesn't really know what yet, but he wanted me to convey that point. It's exciting. And then, I can show you a picture of him in a second. But there's the director, if you don't know, Josh and Blair Kaplan. And they have 5 kids. Four kids. I have one, so when you get above one, they have, four kids. four kids. And then there's Cody and Kendra, they got 2 little ones. There's Andy as well. And then there's myself and Naomi and Soph. And then Alex, my sister, helps. She helps as like secretary, kind of doing a lot of paperwork and things like that. So that's kind of a staff situation. There we go. Are we back online? Sweet. So there's Cody and Kendra, Danny and Sadie. Yeah, so they're the Lees. So Cody and Kendra kind of head up the DTP, the discipleship training program, which a lot of the young people here were involved in last summer. And as well, they do a lot of the activities. So Cody built a rock wall last year. I don't know how you even start to do something like that, but it was pretty impressive. Showed up and there was like this wall. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So a lot of kids enjoyed that this summer. He was hard at work at that all year round. And
And there's us. So we do the DTP program within the summer. Did a little bit of landscaping, not as much as I hoped I could. But yeah, we'll do that this year. And there's Andy. Andy looks a lot after a lot of maintenance things. So something breaks down, first person to call, Andy. He's kind of a jack of all trades. And there's my sister, Alex. She does a lot of the secretarial. She's a secretary. So, she does a lot of things behind the scenes. I could brag about her for an hour, but I won't. This is the captains. You probably all familiar with them. So how camp is run in the summer is that there's, Josh kind of looks at it like this, that there's weekly camps, right? All set up for different purposes, different age groups, families, whatever there is, the focus of the week. And then that focus and that goal is kind of handed off to someone, weekly director, to kind of take over and run that week. So they can really customize it to whatever they really want to do. So in that is that if no weekly directors kind of say, hey, I want to direct, well, then it won't happen. And so that's kind of what I was going back to what I was saying about how camp is a ministry of the local body. So if like camp only exists to serve a local church and to be run by the local church. So if these roles as well as all the other roles in camp aren't being fulfilled, then it won't happen. And maybe that's okay. Weekly directors come from owner assemblies or associate assemblies. So assemblies like this. And there's a lot of camp has a lot of needs. One of them is weekly directors. That would be to take over a summer week at camp. You've been taking that on more recently, right? And it's been going well. Josh wanted me to say that it's daunting, okay? Like being a director of camp can be a daunting thing to like undertake, right? We have help, and that goes for the same with any role, right? Like if you were thinking about being a cabin leader, or if you were thinking about coming and just helping in the kitchen or like anything, but it seems like I'd like to do that, but like I don't know where to start with that, or that seems too daunting. Just help. Like there's people in place already that could help you learn, and so maybe that wouldn't be such a stumbling block. Josh says this all the time, the church that works. Camp exists for the local church to exercise their spiritual gifts. It serves as a training ground. The whole purpose of the DTP program is that. It enables the believer of the local church to evangelize. That happens all summer long with kids. All that to say, there's vacant spots for directors and all roles. So please come and serve at camp if you feel the leading of the Lord to do so. If you don't feel the leading, this isn't me trying to say, hey, God's leading you to do this, okay? Pray about it. I want you to, camp doesn't want to just get people there if you're not allowed to come. So pray about it. Really, really seek him in that. These are the other roles. So weekly cooks, cabin leaders, DTP staff. DTP staff would be like myself and Naomi, Cody, Kendra, Trevor Kemstra, and Leo Kemstra. Sponsorship of campers is, and of DTPs, there is costs involved sometimes for a DTP to come, or campers are sometimes camp pay. So that was a need that Josh wanted to express, is that there's that as well. And then also providing Bibles. So those would be ways that you could be involved in camp if you didn't feel led to go, might feel led to pray. I know that Josh was saying that you have sent up a gift, and there was a letter sent back. I hope you guys got that. But yeah, he wanted to say thank you very much for that. So another way as well. In the off-season, camp has these conferences. I'll make like Josh and say, yeah, book these off and come. This is great. This is the so camp has these things going throughout the off season, and they're great to come to. There's usually great speakers, and it's usually a good time of fellowship. So write those dates down if you like, and they're on the website as well. And come on up. The DTP program. Can't see the header, but the DTP program. What it is it's a summer-long program for teens and young adults. It's training. It's discipleship training. So it's not an easy thing. It's a lot of hard work, but it's fun as well. Practical service looks like what's up there. They do manual labor, like dishes, janitorial work. I'm sure you can ask a lot of these guys here. They worked really hard all summer. But the flip side is that while they're working hard and alongside some of the guys like myself and Cody, Josh, Andy, some of the directors as well, is that they're being trained. There was a guy in my life who called it life transference. So as you're living your life as a Christian, there's stuff that in a Bible study, practically it's hard to convey the idea. But as you're washing dishes, as someone says something a little bit abruptly, and there's it's a little awkward tension, how do you work that out? And so there's eyes that kind of are there and watch. And yeah, so we just disciple, right? As life goes through. So we do life transformation. And accountability as well. So we set boundaries and structure, and we hold people to things for their growth. A lot of the growth we've seen is through the sessions. Sorry. Oh, can't do that. The twice daily sessions. So Trevor Kremstra and myself, we took the two sessions a day, and we did Bible studies, various topics. We did Bible study methods. We did key Bible concepts. Talked about justification, sanctification, redemption, all those big Bible words that you're like, what is the definition of that? Went through all those things, how to present the gospel. A lot of the DTPs were in cabin leading roles through the summer, and so we thought it would be important to teach them, well, what is the gospel and how do we present it? What are the essentials that are in there that, if they're not in there, well, is the gospel being preached? So that was that. So if you know of someone in that age group, or you are in that age group, this is kind of what it would look like for you. There's a leadership camp. They're going to do a weekly leadership camp this week, or this year, for training. And so there'll be sessions every day, as well as this is what camp's going to look like through the year. And Josh... Josh rewarded Teens Camp as a, if you come and you work in the DTP, we'll sponsor you to go to Teens Camp, kind of as a thank you, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I hope that's clear. I want to just reiterate that, it's discipleship training. So everything that's good in life tends to be very hard. Easy things can be good, can be really, but generally good things in life are really difficult, and they're really tough, and they're hard to learn. And so it's not going to be a cakewalk. It's going to have moments of fun. You can ask these guys. I'm sure they had lots of fun this year, but it was also a time of growing and learning, and those things can be difficult. So if you're serious about your walk with the Lord, this is one way. There's lots of ways. There's one way that you can maybe know Him through service and Bible study and, in a deeper way by applying yourself at the program. So, a few projects, and this is the last slide, a few projects at camp. that are happening right now, just to familiarize yourself with what they're doing at camp. End of November, they had this report go out of what is camp doing? How are they doing it? How well are they doing it? They asked, it's essentially a whole overview of camp, how people approach camp. So the directors fill this out weekly. Directors fill this out, various people fill this out, and they're going to have a session to really set a really strong future vision of what camp's goals are. So some of these things tie into that. Currently, they're working on the mezzanine quonset. They're just going to close it off. They got donated these, they're kind of like cubicles, but they're going to turn them into more housing for summer staff, for TTP, for campers, for just throughout the year, at conferences for families and for couples, much like the chalets are, or not the chalets, the lodges are right now. So that's what they're going to do. So in, tied into that is kind of this vision plan. They're going to look at doing what does camp need done, and then so reconfiguring of camp. And then the West Bank and Kelowna are maybe entertaining is not the right word, but like they're prayerfully considering doing a church plant in the area that would be based off camp's property. So. Camp wouldn't be a church. It'd be still a facility like it is today, but just on Sunday mornings there would be a body of believers that would meet there. And so West Bank and Kelowna are thinking about that ties in with the end of November vision planning goal thing as well. So just to put that on your radar, pray about that.
Great.
Just have another church up there in Okanagan. Rockwall, Blair's, there's lots of needs at camp. If you ever have this idea, what does camp need, materially, phone Josh and he'd be happy to talk to you, honestly. that's the last slide. There's a video that we have from the summer just to show you kind of what goes on in the summer. Kids having fun and stuff like that, the gospel being preached. And so we'll watch that, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask me after the video here.
All right. Any questions before we close in prayer? No worries if there's no questions.
Yeah. All right. Like I said, if you ever have any questions about camp, or anything if you're not sure about, something you heard, something that, whatever, Josh is always available. I'm available if you call me or if I just don't have call it. Yeah. But yeah, we want to be transparent. We want to be here for the assembly. Use us if you like, and if not, then we'll see what the Lord has for camp and we'll go from there. So, that's great. Father, we're thankful for your Son, Lord Jesus, this morning. The one who the Word calls the Prince of Peace. I'm thankful for the peace that He brought us in this life, and we would just pray that You help us take Him to this lost world to reach them. We see You using camp, and we would pray for the continuation that many souls would be saved, not because camp is special, but because this message is crucial. And so if You could use camp to be the vehicle, the avenue whereby Your Word and Your Gospel are taught and preached, we would be so thankful. And then I'm honored and privileged to be a part of that. So we just leave it in Your hands, and we pray to You in faith that these things would be so. We thank You for this. Thank you for this time to You that I could be here with these saints. That's a privilege and taught me that. I just want to say thank you to You for that. We just can address our day to You. We just want to say. Amen. Amen.